from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The Syrian president weighs in on ceasefire. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad said Tuesday the cessation of hostilities in his country's five-year war is a glimmer of hope. In a German television interview, President Assad said his government will do its part to make the truce work. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry called the next few days critical in building momentum toward the goal of de-escalating the Syrian conflict.
In determining whether or not we are able to develop some real momentum towards a de-escalation of the conflict. That's the goal here. And we're, of course, under no illusions about the obstacles that still exist. This is hard. But the fact is that we need to stop the cycle of fighting and of bloodshed that is destroying Syria.
Opposition spokesman Salem El-Meslat says the ceasefire is in jeopardy because of repeated violations by Syrian and Russian forces.
There has to be a power that really stops what Russia and what the regime is doing. I don't think the regime or Russia will stick to this truce, and we hope that, you know, they will not break it.
There was a noticeable uptick in violation claims on Monday. Meanwhile, the UN and aid partners began humanitarian deliveries on Monday with the goal of reaching more than 150,000 Syrians in besieged areas. The United Nations warned Tuesday that Europe is near a self-induced humanitarian crisis because governments are imposing border restrictions and failing to work together as migrants continue to reach the continent. Adrian Edwards, a spokesman for the UN Refugee Agency, said more than 130,000 people have crossed the Mediterranean this year, most of them reaching Greece. The two-month total is near the figure for the first 6 months of last year. This is VOA News. The former heir apparent to Zimbabwe's long-ruling president, Robert Mugabe, has launched a new political party to challenge Mugabe's nearly four-decade hold on power. Joyce Mujuru announced the formation of the Zimbabwe People First Party Tuesday at a news conference in the capital of Harare.
Zimbabwe faces an urgent need for political, economic, and social need. Social reform. We are living under an unjust system.
The 60-year-old Mujuru served as Mugabe's vice president from 2004 until her ouster 10 years later. Zimbabwe is one of the four southern African countries rolling out free HIV self-testing kits this month. Experts say making it easier for people to find out their status will curb the spread of HIV. Sebastian Mofu reports from Harare.
Zimbabwe is optimistic that self-testing kits can help it prevent new HIV infections. Zimbabwe's National HIV Prevention Coordinator, Gertrude Ncube, says the self-testing kits are convenient and discreet.
When you look at self-testing, it has got an advantage in saying that those who are even afraid of maybe for someone to know their HIV status, they'll be able to test themselves and interpret the results themselves.
Only 34% of men in Zimbabwe know their HIV status compared to 56% for women. Sebastian Mofu for VOA News, Harare.
The kits are available in some pharmacies that cost about $5, but a new program will soon begin distributing them for free over the next 4 years or so. Myanmar's parliament will announce its nominees for the country's next president on March the 10th, a week earlier than they'd planned. The new date, which was announced by the Speaker of Myanmar's upper house of parliament, suggests democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi will not reach a deal with the military to remove the constitutional ban on those with foreign-born spouses or children from becoming president. The Nobel laureate's late husband was British, as are her two sons. She's not seen pleased with the pending announcement.
Already the election process is proving to be less than totally free and fair.
Aung San Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy Party won an overwhelming majority of seats in the election last November. We call it Super Tuesday here in the U.S. That's because 11 states head to the election polls today in a series of primary elections to amass delegates for both the Republican and the Democratic Party nominating conventions that will take place a little later on this year. Visit our website, voanews.com, for more. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.